You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Another one. Great pick up from Hunt. Oh, brilliant by Ben Hunt. Take your pick out there on the right-hand side. It's Jack Bird who said thanks very much. Pierced underneath it. Lomax got there again. And Zach Lomax, oh, does the unselfish thing. He is so good under the high ball. Zach Lomax creating a try for Flanagan. Sully, another offload, keeping it alive here, the Dragons. And now the space opens up. Oh, cruising over Jaden Sewer. And the Dragons in a dominant position now. Full time here. It's the Dragons 24, the Tigers 12.
Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and myself. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Get discounted prescriptions and save money on at Chemist Warehouse. I've got the great Benny Hunt, a.k.a. Dozer, on the line. What's going on, brother?
Not too much, mate. Just a little break in between training. How you going?
Mate, I'm very good. I'm very good. How's the vibe around the camp at the moment? Obviously got the win on the weekend.
Yeah, it's good, mate. Really good. That's sort of our first day back at training today. We had bit of recovery stuff yesterday, but you know, there's a really good feel around the place, obviously coming off pretty decent win.
Hey Benny, Smithy here. Mate, 3-3 for the year. What's you just said it's a pretty good feeling after the win on the weekend, but where do you think the team's at the moment, just after those first six rounds?
Yeah, mate, obviously you'd probably like to be above 3-3, but at this point of the year, like, it's, you know, it's probably is where we're at. We're a bit inconsistent. Like, that probably sums up where we are at. We're good one week and sort of fall asleep the next week. And, you know, that's our biggest challenge going into this weekend against the Warriors, mate, is being able to turn it up and do it, you know, a couple of weeks in a row.
Mate, what I've really noticed about you guys this year, especially since Flano, like, come on board, and I don't mean this, like, rude or disrespectfully in the past seasons, but I just felt like there wasn't as much energy, you know, making things happen. And I feel like this year, especially when you're playing, there's a lot of punch on your edges, even through the middle. Everything seems a bit more energetic. Is that a feeling you feel internally, or not much has really changed with Flano coming aboard?
It is something that, Flano's really been driving is, you know, talk about that punch on the edges. He's really been riding hard. Like, we've obviously got big, powerful outside backs, and he's been right into those guys about starting our sets fast with lots of energy. And the other thing is, like, just having energy around, you know, celebrating little wins. You know, if there's, you know, you get an error out of the opposition, or, you know, you take someone over the sideline, getting excited and, you know, really celebrating those moments, something that we probably, you know, didn't do enough of in the past.
Hey, mate, we'll touch on it quickly. Got to ask you, the Zach Lomax situation, a lot of chat around him over the past sort of month. Now that that's sorted, that can only be a good thing for the squad.
Yeah, I think so, mate. And, to be honest, it wasn't a really big distraction anyway. Like, you know, look at Zach's form. He's playing outstanding, so you can't really say it was distracting him. And everyone else was just sort of going about their business. Yeah, there was he obviously been around some locker rooms. Everyone's having jabs at him here and there about different things. But, it hasn't been a massive distraction, but it is good now that it's settled and we can just all get on with it, you know.
Hey, Benny, mate, there's chat around Zach actually being selected for the Blues on the wing now. Is he having a bit of a rethink about whether he wants to change posies now that there's a State of Origin berth there for him?
Mate, I don't know, but I probably would. I think he suits it, mate. I really do. Like, I know he doesn't want it. And, you know, I've been there before as well, you know, being playing at hooker. You know, I don't like playing hooker, so I understand where he's coming from. I don't want to, you know, you want to play your position you want to play, but if you've got an opportunity to play for your state, then, you know, if I was him, I'd be going for it.
Mate, Benny, what about yourself, mate? Obviously, there was, in the paper saying you were a bit unhappy last year and things seem to have settled down. Are you fully settled in now? I mean, you're obviously playing some really good footy, but are you fully settled in and you're, I guess, enjoying it a bit more now?
Yeah, mate, I am settled. I'm enjoying myself. I'd like to be playing some better for you, to be honest. You know, I'm pretty disappointed with my game on the weekend. But, yeah, I am settled. And there's a lot of things that have changed, you know, around the club. There was a lot of the stuff last year that I guess was being brought up. And there's a lot of things that weren't brought up. And then there was some that were brought up that weren't even true.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of speculation around things. But there has been a lot of change around the place. And, you know, just, you know, a lot better feel on and off the field. And, yeah, it's enjoyable.
Mate, you just mentioned Origin before. We're about, a couple of months away now. Have you been keeping an eye? I know you've got plenty on your mind with the Dragons, but have you been keeping an eye on what's going on with the other Queensland boys, your teammates from the last couple of series and the way the Maroons are shaping up for this year?
Yeah, Smithy, it's kind of something you just, you don't really, I don't anyway, go out and really think about what it is, but you kind of just naturally keep an eye on it, you know, and the couple of injuries with guys like Tino and Tommy Gilbert and stuff like that, you know, when that sort of stuff happens, you're like, oh, geez, like, that hurts a lot. So, and you're losing someone like Tino, it's, definitely hurts. But, mate, there's some guys that are in some really good form still for us.
Mate, heading into this week, what's the, you're hosting the Warriors, who have been on fire this year, and genuinely, I personally think they're a premiership threat this year. So it's a really good opportunity for you boys to kind of measure yourself against, close to the benchmark. How are you approaching this game?
Yeah, that's a big challenge for us, Kempy. It's, we had a really good win here at Wynn Stadium against Manly a few weeks ago. And, we see them as a really quality team too. Well, I see them as a really quality team. And, the challenge for us is to get up to that same level and play with the same energy and intensity and really just work hard for each other, because we know, like you said, Warriors are an excellent side and they're going to be hard to knock over. But, if we can match them, I think with our energy in the middle and do all the little things right, and like we always talk about, complete high and play the percentages, then we'll give ourselves a chance. But that's the big challenge for us.
Mate, you've shown already in the first 6 weeks, you spoke about that Manly game, you can compete with what many people are saying are the the top tier footy sides. Are you searching for a finals berth this year? Do you reckon you can do it, mate?
Yeah, mate, I definitely think we've got the team that can do it. We've shown glimpses of what we can do, but like I keep talking about, the challenge is the consistency. We need to do it week in, week out, and if we can find that, then I really think we are a chance, mate. We've got some quality guys here, and I believe we can do it.
Mate, thanks so much for joining us today, honey. I appreciate it, mate, and good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries, lads. Always a pleasure.
On you, Dozer.
Cheers, mate.
There he is, the great Dozer. The great Dozer joined us. Really, really appreciate it. I think it's his second or third time on the show, so we...
he loves us. He loves the captain's run, mate.
Absolutely love Benny joining us. We're going to head to a break. After the break, absolute bombshell has been released.
Massive.
The Penrith Panthers have released James Fisher-Harris from the last 2 years of his contract to return to New Zealand. So that means that this year will be the last year he plays at Penrith. We're going to get deep into that after the break.